In what is truly a pleasure for me right now, we're joined by one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball coach in college basketball history. He's Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Coach K joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Coach, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. It's really an honor to have you aboard this morning. Thank you for a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Joe. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And before we start talking about this edition of the Duke Blue Devils, let's talk about your knees a little bit. You've suffered for years from osteoarthritis. You're on your feet all the time as a head coach on those hardwood floors. Talk about how you got to this point and what you're doing to cope with it going forward.
Well, I suffered primarily fighting osteoarthritis with my hips, and knees may be coming up here shortly. But 16 years ago, I almost ended my coaching career because I could no longer walk. You know, I could no longer be on the court. Went through an entire season where at the end, I was just coaching from sitting in a chair, and had hip replacement surgery, and my groin pain and my mobility and energy came back. And 3 years later, had my other hip replaced. And 16 and 13 years now, I've never experienced another bit of pain, and have my mobility, and certainly have been able to continue to coach. And I've joined with the Pusintis to be on their team, and they have we have a campaign that's starting this week called The Hardest Working Knees. And you can read about it by going to allaboutkneepain.com. And basically, there are people, hundreds of thousands of people in our country who are suffering from osteoarthritis, and there's no need to suffer. You take a look at our website, make sure you see a physician, and see what interventions can take place to help you gain your mobility, gain your energy, gain your performance level back. And I'm proud that the Pusintis is in this campaign is making a donation to ProjectReturnToWork.com, which helps our returning servicemen and women as they join the workforce.
Well, Coach, it is a great message because for those that don't remember, you actually lost a year off the sidelines dealing with your issues, and then you came back, and you've been stronger than ever, not only coaching the Duke Blue Devils, but also coaching our men's Olympic basketball team as well. So not only are you back, you're taking on a bigger workload than you ever have.
Well, you make a great point. You know, and when you're fighting osteoarthritis, you compensate. You know, you give up. You give up either things that you love to do or the level that you do them at. And there's no need to do that. And, you know, as we get older, you know, the experiences that we've had have made us better. And we can't let mobility or lack of mobility take us away from unbelievably productive years and also a way of life that you've been accustomed to having. And that's what osteoarthritis does. You start fighting the pain instead of doing what you love to do, or in my case, fighting an opponent. You know, your opponent can't be your knee or hip. Yeah, you know, they got to be on your side, and that's why I love being a part of this campaign with the Pusintis.
Well, that's the voice of Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's look at this year's roster and this year's edition of the Duke Blue Devils. Off to the 8-1 start, the only loss, tough loss to Kentucky. But you got to look at this roster and you got to be pleased. You have when you recruit all these big time McDonald's All Americans in this day and age, it's a lot of times hard to have any experience on your roster. You're pretty fortunate. You got Emile Jefferson, you got Matt Jones, you got Marshall Plumlee, experienced guys. You have the usual array of great freshmen. And you got a terrific sophomore in Grayson Allen. Talk about this year's edition of the Blue Devils, what you like, and kind of what you think you got to work on a little bit.
Well, we have a lot to work on, but I like my team a lot. You know, we won the national championship last year and lost our key players, really, the key performers. And so the guys coming back were good performers, but they didn't have to do it at the level that we now require them to do it at. And thank goodness they've all wanted to do that, put the time and effort in to get themselves ready. And as a result, they serve as an example for our freshmen, Luke Kennard and Brandon Ingram and Derek Thornton and Chase Jeter, to help them as they make the transition from high school to high-level college basketball. You know, we're not a deep team. We have 8 guys right now in a rotation, only 10 on scholarship. And so a big thing, Joe, is for us not to have any injury problems. So we got to be careful how we bring them along.
You know, and you talked about not being a deep team, 10 guys on scholarship. Most of them are McDonald's All-American caliber players. I love the blend of youth and experience. I want to talk about recruiting and how that's changed for you a little bit. You've always, you know, for most of your tenure at Duke, you've always been able to recruit the best and brightest, but you used to actually get them to stay around for a while. Now in this day and age, when you recruit the best and brightest, they so often leave after a year. How does that change how you do your job and how you build a roster?
Well, a lot of people have said that, you know, we've changed our recruiting philosophy, and that's totally wrong. You know, our recruiting philosophy has stayed the same. You know, we go after youngsters, and not that many, but youngsters who are really talented as basketball players, are talented as students, and also have high character. And that's how we still recruit, except that in this day and age, guys leave earlier. And so we have to recruit that level of player with more frequency. So we actually work harder at recruiting because guys aren't staying 3 or 4 years. And but, you know, when people said, well, now we have embraced the one-and-done mentality, you know, we haven't embraced anything except trying to recruit great kids. And then the one-and-done stuff happens as a result of culture. You know, that's the culture we're in right now. You know, Leitner, Hurley, Grand Hill, these guys, Battier, guys who stayed for 4 years, in this day and age may not have stayed for 4 years. So these are the same type of young men. They just get an opportunity to go pro earlier.
And I guess for you, as you said, you haven't changed your philosophy. It's just that you have to refill the scholarships every year. And I guess that's the big change for you, as opposed to keeping the guys. You've got to get a new guy in that spot each and every year, and that makes for a harder day's work for you.
Well, it means you're doing it more often, Joe. And so you might spend a couple years recruiting a youngster, and he's there for the 1 year. It used to be that you'd spend a few years recruiting a youngster, and he's there for 4 years. So, you know, if you're in business, just add it up. You're going to have to you're out there more, and you got to recruit far ahead and understand it's not personal. If a kid's ready to go, he should go, and we accept that. But, you know, in college today, there are a lot of students who don't finish college. There are kids who have startup companies and get into entertainment or startup companies, you know, well before they graduate. So it's not just athletes leaving early. I think the younger population is achieving at a level that forces them to take advantage of opportunities earlier.
Well, I guess a final one from me so we can keep you on schedule because everybody wants to talk to Coach K. We talked about the fact that these kids leave earlier and you've got to recruit new ones in every year. Does it change how you teach the game of basketball? Because you would have Grant Hill for 3 years or Bobby Hurley for 4 years. You might have these kids for 1 or 2 years. Does it change how you teach them the fundamentals of basketball and coach them up so that they can achieve?
Well, it's a great question, and you're certainly right on with it. You know, there's no way that you can have a young team achieve what a junior and senior team could do because, first of all, the juniors and seniors are helping teach the freshmen, and you have the experience factor of having not just experience your system or your culture, but also the experience of actually being out there in a college game. And that's why there's such parity in college basketball, especially early on in the season, where a lot of veteran teams from the so-called mid-majors can beat a more talented team that's a high major. Because they've been playing together longer. You know, we open up, and one of our first game is against Siena, and their guard is a great guard, and, you know, he's played already, you know, 70 college games. You know, we have a few guys on the court, that's their first college game. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have talent, but they're 18, 19 years old. And so we're the only sport that where age really affects the total look of your sport, because no one else is leaving early. You know, in football, you have to have 3 years, baseball, 3 years. Basketball, guys are leaving after 1 or 2 years if they're really good and they really fit the NBA model.
Well, Coach, this has been truly a pleasure for me and my audience, because we've got such insight into how the game is coached and how you go about your business. Going out the door, let's talk about the osteoarthritis awareness program that you're working. And give the 411 real quick before we let you
off. Yeah, well, just, you know, first of all, don't let osteoarthritis beat you. Visit our website, allaboutkneepain.com. Join the Apus Synthes team and their campaign, The Hardest Working Knees, and find solutions to your problem. And there are solutions, believe me, and we hope that we can help you regain your mobility and your high level of performance.
Coach, thanks so much for a few minutes. Truly a pleasure. Best of luck this season, and thank you for always providing us with great basketball to watch, and more importantly, thank you for making great young men. We really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it.
My pleasure now. Bye-bye.